Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second, the second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth, the catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third, the right fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth, the catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Vic Power. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is hit by the pitch. Keene moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wertz moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wertz moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wertz scores. Malzone moves to third. Nixon moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Malzone scores. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbukett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geiger strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to second. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbukett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Keo takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Keo moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keo scores. Pearsall moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perry for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to second. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Malzone moves to third. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Button hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Keogh hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for Jim Pearsall. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Button. Phillips moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbouquet covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Harvey Keene now playing right field. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-2 in the game. Monbouquet takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-3 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monbouquet moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Lou Clinton now playing right field. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hale pinch hits for Jim Perry. George Strickland pinch runs for Johnny Temple. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Keo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Power now playing shortstop. John Briggs now pitching. Bob Hale now playing first base. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Nixon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Lee now pitching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-4 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Runnels bunts towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Tasby moves to second. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keo. Green reaches second base with a double. There goes Tasby trying to get to home. Keo throws the ball into Power who relays the ball to Romano who tags Tasby who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Keo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Mike Lee. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.